The Terminal Man, Disc 6.
He was standing in the middle of the living room, looking uncomfortable and confused. She saw the room freshly, through his eyes, a modern, sterile, hostile apartment. Modern furniture, black leather and chrome, hard lines. Modern paintings on the walls, modern, glistening, machine-like, efficient, a totally hostile environment.
"I never would have thought this of you," he said. "We're not threatened by the same things, Harry." She kept her voice light. "Do you want some coffee?"
"No, thanks." He was neatly dressed, in a jacket and tie, but his wig, the black wig, threw her off. Also his eyes. They were tired, distant, the eyes of a man near the breaking point of fatigue. She remembered how the rats had collapsed from excessive pleasurable stimulation. Eventually they lay spread-eagled on the floor of the cage, panting, too weak to crawl forward and press the shock lever one more time.
"Are you alone here?" he said.
"Yes, I am."
There was a small bruise on his left cheek, just below the eye. She looked at his bandages. They just barely showed, a bit of white between the bottom of his wig and the top of his collar.
"Is something wrong?" he asked.
"No, nothing."
"You seem tense."
His voice sounded genuinely concerned. Probably he'd just had a stimulation. She remembered how he had become sexually interested in her after the test stimulations, just before he was interfaced.
"No, I'm not tense," she smiled.
"You have a very nice smile," he said.
She glanced at his clothes, looking for blood. The girl had been soaked. Benson must have been covered with blood, yet there was none on his clothes. Perhaps he'd dressed after taking a second shower, after killing her.
"Well," she said, "I'm going to have some coffee."
She went into the kitchen with a kind of relief. It was somehow easier to breathe in the kitchen, away from him. She put the kettle on the burner, turned on the gas, and stayed there a moment. She had to get control of herself. She had to get control of the situation. The odd thing was that while she had been shocked to see him suddenly in her apartment, she was not really surprised that he had come. Some ADL patients feared their own violence. But why hadn't he returned to the hospital? She went out to the living room. Benson was standing by the large windows looking out over the city, which stretched away for miles in every...
"Are you angry with me?" he said.
"Angry? Why?"
"Because I ran away."
"Why did you run away, Harry?"
As she spoke, she felt her strength coming back, her control. She could handle this man. It was her job. She'd been alone with men more dangerous than this. She remembered a 6-month period at Cameron State Hospital, where she had worked with psychopaths and multiple murderers. Charming, engaging, chilling men.
"Why?"
"Because." He smiled and sat down in a chair. He wriggled around in it, then stood up, sitting down again on the sofa.
"All your furniture is so uncomfortable. How can you live in such an